So I have some 80s and 90s trivia for you, and I'm going to give it to you because this, I was totally stumped by this.
Okay.
And it's weird because I was around during the 80s and 90s, but I guess either I was too young for some of this stuff or I was busy doing something else and I wasn't paying attention. Because my friend did this quiz with me today and I only knew two answers. All right, so this is these are the questions I was asked today. Here are some 80s and 90s trivia that totally stumped me today. Ready, Anthony?
Okay.
All right. VH1 launched in 1985. Mm-hmm. They played the Star Spangled Banner, but it was performed by an artist. I'm going to give you three choices. You tell me who
Jimi
it was.
Jimi Hendrix.
No. I'm going to give you the choices. You tell me who it was that performed the Star Spangled Banner for VH1.
Okay.
All right. Was it Billy Joel, Whitney Houston, or Marvin Gaye?
1985. I'll say Billy Joel.
That would have been my guess. It was Marvin Gaye.
Oh, was it Marvin Gaye? Okay.
Yeah, so you didn't know that one either.
Okay,
how about this one? What popular fashion line used the advertising tagline, "When you put it on, something happens"? Was it Firenza, Z Cavaricci, or Members Only?
Had to be Members Only.
That's the only one I've heard of. What's Firenza and Z Cavaricci? I never heard of either one of those.
They made pants.
Okay, well, it was Members Only, but yeah. I said that because that would have been my guess. I didn't hear of the other two.
Mm-hmm.
All right, which of these was not a TV drama? Ready?
Okay.
Simon and Simon.
Mm-hmm.
Bartles and James. Cagney and Lacey.
Bartles and James.
Very good. Okay,
yeah,
very nice. Yeah, Bartles and James, I looked it up. It was a wine cooler.
Wine cooler.
Yes, very good. Which famous fragrance from the 80s came in the iconic triangular bottle? Is it Giorgio Beverly Hills, Chloe, or Liz Claiborne?
Yeah, I have no idea. Liz Claiborne.
Yeah, I didn't know this either. Yeah. Liz Claiborne. I don't know.
Okay.
I honestly didn't know any of those. Okay, here we go. In the 80s, where would you most likely find a trapper keeper? Would you find it at soccer practice, in your classroom, or at the toy store?
Classroom.
That's the only one I knew. Trapper keeper. I remember those. Okay, how about this? Which of these was not a popular breakfast cereal in the 80s? Breakfast with Barbie, Jem and the Holograms, or Rainbow Bright cereal?
Yeah, Barbie.
No, it was Jem and the Holograms.
Oh, really?
That was not a cereal.
I did not know. So they had a Barbie cereal? I don't believe that.
I guess so.
Okay.
This one you should know. What game cartridge was included with the Atari 2600 when you bought it? Did you get Asteroids, Space Invaders, or Combat?
Space Invaders.
You got Combat.
Really?
Yeah, you didn't get Space Invaders. You had to pay extra for that one.
Oh, I did not know that. Oh, I got that one wrong.
I didn't know that one either. Electric Youth was a popular fragrance by Paula Abdul, Tiffany, or Debbie Gibson?
Debbie Gibson.
Because that's her song.
Yep.
Very good. This one you should get. Which popular soft drink introduced Max Headroom in 1985? Was it Coca-Cola,
Pepsi,
Mountain Dew, or Yahoo?
Yoo-hoo.
It was Coca-Cola.
Was it Coke? I thought it was Pepsi.
Yeah, I didn't know this one either.
Okay.
I didn't know that one. This one I also didn't know. Magnum P.I. was set in what state? California,
Hawaii.
Florida, or Hawaii?
Hawaii.
Oh, okay. So you knew this one. Mm-hmm. This one you should know. Pinky, Inky, and Clyde are all the names of characters from what video game? Q-Bert, Pac-Man, or Donkey Kong Jr.?
Pac-Man.
This is the one I knew. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Which brand of running shoes did Run DMC make famous?
Adidas.
That's right. I didn't even need to see Nike, Adidas, or Puma. It was my Adidas. Adidas.
My Adidas. Walk through cops and doors and roam all over Coliseum floors. I stepped on stage at Live Aid. All the people gave and the poor got paid.